Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and today is Friday. And Friday is our special paranormal show, if you want to go in that direction. So we'd like callers to call in. And we'll have Annika come on as our co-host tonight to indicate those numbers. They're also on the fast chat here. So anyway, let's do an emotional clearing since it's the end of the week here. We are going to have our Q&A call after the BBS program in 1 hour. So let's do an emotional clearing here. So if you want to come on and listen and maybe say something on the Q&A program that we're going to be having, that's wonderful too. So here we go, emotional clearing. So we'll go back a couple days here. We'll just go back Thursday and Friday here. And think of a situation that you dealt with that caused you problems, and we're going to release it from you. So one, just one thing, two, three, four, and five. And now we're going to do a sensory body. This is how your body feels, senses energies around you. Some people kind of freeze up when they see lots of people or feel bad energies in a room. They want to leave. And this clearing can help you with that possibility of a problem. So here we go. Think of a situation where you got overly stimulated, we'll say. So one, releasing that. Two, three, four, and five. Okay, let's see if our co-host is on tonight. Annika, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me on, and thank you all for being on tonight with Creation Light Ship on Friday. We are on station two on BBS radio, and we welcome callers. You can call in. There are several numbers. If you go to bbsradio.com and check at station two, there's a few numbers there that I also typed in on the fast chat. 530-413-4511. Then there's also three other lines. One is a 415 area code number as well. That's 415-287-0074. You may also call on Skype, I see here, and you can do the address is BBS Radio. And, of course, we welcome any suggestions or questions or comments that you might have on the fast chat, and it's just great to connect with you on there. And also, like Ron was mentioning, today we have a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to continue even further on in this direction that we go here with our questions with the Q&A call. So that is coming up right after the show. We have about 55 minutes to do this show, and then we have the Q&A. And the number for that is 646-519-5800. And the PIN number for that is 9009, and then you get onto that Q&A call. And we have, just starting tomorrow, a fantastic Ascension preparation call. That is a four-hour call that we do once a month on a Saturday, and that starts tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific time. And we also do three consecutive Sundays, altogether 28-hour healing sessions for that. That is 8 hours on Sundays, and it starts at 10 a.m. And if you want to connect with Ron or us on that, you can email Ron. The best way to contact him is usually through email, and that is creationlightship@yahoo.com. So welcome to that. It's just a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to do those lengthier times, to spend more time on the light ship. Tomorrow, we also have a call tomorrow night on BBS Radio, and that is our Saturday night show, which is at 9 p.m. So that was a lot of information there, and so maybe, maybe we could bring in an energy, Ron. I don't know if you could start off with something like that. We did do some samples for clearings that you just did, too. But I did see somebody ask you know, from the last show, I think, that was, we had a wonderful show on Wednesday. If you guys are on the archives and you missed the call on Wednesday, we had one of our listeners on as a sponsor, Chris, and he just gave incredible explanations for one of the newer clearings that we will also do to release alien life forms and that sort of thing on the calls that you will be doing on Sundays, which is called the Web Coat Clearing, and that is what he goes into mostly on that that show on Wednesday. So that is on the archives. It's already up on the archives, and you can listen to that on BBS Radio. So what was asked for, Ron, was Princess Diana's energy, also Mary Magdalene's energy. However, I don't know if that was a caller right then. I heard some kind of beep.
Beep too, maybe. Somebody out there? You got a beeper?
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron. How are you?
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
So I have two suggestions and then a request for healing.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, my first suggestion is this, that on the what I call the Sleepwalker program, we've got two implants in the subconscious mind, and when Ron starts his program, the aliens sometimes bring us down to the subconscious mind by the power of these two implants, and we have to heal them to go back to the conscious mind, and that's my first suggestion, just as a suggestion. And then the second one is, when people are stuck in the past, people say, well, you're stuck in the past, you should come back to the present moment. And that just frustrates and aggravates people. But if you say, well, you're stuck in the past because you're in denial of the judgments of that person who harassed you and intimidated you, and if you confront those judgments, you spring back to the present moment, then they think, well, this person's trying to help me to come back, and he cares about me, and he's trying to help me to come back to the present moment. He's not judging me, but he's caring about me. And that's the second suggestion I would have. And then I would ask for healing, I guess, for the comprehension part of my mind. I'm working on my comprehension. Can I get a healing in that area?
Yeah, let's see here. So, yeah, your first question is about people who are asleep, and probably most people on the planet are spiritually asleep and or controlled by alien implants and mind programs, and it keeps them asleep. So, yeah, there are some key words that people use. Or they hear a certain word and it puts them to sleep consciously. So whenever you start hearing the truth, those implants go off because the aliens don't want to lose you. And this is what happens here. So that's good, a sleepwalking program. Yeah, I'm sure everybody has that inside of them. Might be different names to it, but let's do a release on what that would be to bring you more into the present moment. Remember, when you're in the past or the future, you're not here, and where are you? Where's your spirit? Where's your consciousness? Is your spirit out looking for stuff in the future or the past? Are you running old programs? Remember, the old programs are all judgment. So are you stuck in judgment, not being able to get out into the present moment because you can't see the forest through the trees, okay? So you're stuck in this mind-controlling program of judgment, and you just keep spiraling yourself down. The dark side will bring all different types of information to you. Remember, if you're in the darkness, if they're running a program on you, they're going to keep bringing forth everything that you could ever think of that's happened to you about a given issue. And normally it boils down to, boy, I made a big mistake, or poor me. And they'll just keep bringing it on. Remember, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, and it will keep going as long as you have data there to bring forth. So let's get rid of the energy here from the sleepwalking program. That's a good way of putting it here. And we'll get you into the present moment. So we're going to work with your body first for this here. Then we'll work with your spirit. So body, I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now for your spirit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll just go a little bit further here, then I'll do a healing for Larry here. What happens when you have an energy from the past, which is judgment, it's holding you back. It's holding you into a given mindset, okay? And we can see a lot of people in the Middle East having that old mindset. And the old mindset is keeping them stuck in the past. And that could be with anybody, with any type of mindset. So you have to realize that in order to move out of anything, you have to get into the present moment. Otherwise, you're recycling the past. And this is true with having objects around you. Okay, remember, people go out and buy pendants. And so the pendant may work for you, you know, 10 years ago. And if you're still wearing it or using it, it's keeping you into 10-year-old energy. How do you move forward when this thing is holding you into a pattern, a certain given frequency that you have maybe around your neck, and it's holding you there? It's interesting, when I was doing one of the healings that was out at in New York, and I forgot where it was, but I know it was a location there. We did some healings with many, many people. It wasn't Central Park, but it was another park there. But anyway, we were there. Somebody will probably type it in if they were with me. But we were there, maybe like Lincoln Park or Washington Park or something. But anyway, wherever it was, a guy came up to me, and I was doing a checking his energy. I said, "Man, you don't have any energy in your right hand or something, your left hand, one of the hands here. I think it's the left hand where you have, you know, wedding ring on." And it worked out that it went to his finger, I guess, and blocked energy. I said, "Take off your ring." He said, "Well, I just got married." I go, "Well, take the ring off." He took the ring off, all the energy came back. I said, "Boy, that's not too good." He goes, "Think I should get a divorce?" I go, "Well, that's up to you." And so his wife's energy is now interfering with his whole body energy, and it's working with his hand. So what's going to happen to his hand in 10 years from now? Will he get arthritis? You know, will the energy be so bad that he maybe has to have his hand amputated? You know, remember, he has a problem now. He got married, and his wife's energy is trying to control him, and his body doesn't like it. So right away, he has problems. So this is another way of looking at it here. So, Larry, what kind of healing would you like now?
Okay, I would like to have a healing on the comprehension part of my mind, that where you not think or remember, but you comprehend things that you're trying to that you are faced with.
Okay, so you're trying to understand more. So are you attempting to bring back past information to understand?
No, I'm not. No, it's not that. It's not to understand. It's merely to comprehend. Like if I you know how we are against reading, but if I read something, just some words, I see some words someplace, and to comprehend what they mean, like in the dictionary, you clear a word to comprehend this meaning from that meaning, to comprehend a word or something in the dictionary, is very difficult to comprehend until you understand the synaptics of the words with one another. And it's comprehension that's difficult to envision what's going on with that, how to clear that word.
Okay. Okay, I'm saying it a different way here, which might be a plus for you.
you probably
have done the natal chart, and maybe all the words that you put in there that have hooked you up to the aliens, we'll say, of mind control. Maybe you don't want to really connect to a given word or so, because that word is going to hook you up more to that negative energy. I don't know. I'll just throw that out to you. But here we go. We'll do a clearing for more awareness, maybe what words mean. So that would probably come from what you already have stored inside of you, in your brain, as far as bringing up that information. So let's kind of approach it this way. So here we go. We'll do a clearing here, and I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. I don't know if that's what you wanted, Larry, but I could go a little further here. We'll go into what does your body think of God? G-O-D, okay? Are you smiling now, or are you ready to hop underneath the counter in fear of this alien energy that's going to eventually attack you, okay? So let's take the word God, and I'm going to just play around with it here. We know that, you know, it's spelled backwards is man's best friend, we'll say, a dog, but reversing the whole thing, reversing the word and what the meaning is, you know, I guess it's got to be man's worst friend. But let's take the word God and just see, say it out loud now, everybody, and see how your body resonates. So I'll let you do that. I don't need to. Been there, done that. Okay. And I'm going to take the G out of the word God. Okay? So here we go. I'm going to count to 10. We'll take the energy off the G. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And this is on the natal chart clearing if you want to get rid of words that are connected to you for mind control. So now say the word God, and you're going to notice that it doesn't have that same impact. Why doesn't it have that? Because you are being controlled by this word. It doesn't matter what the word is. Mm-hmm. This word is heavily used in churches, okay? Now we're going to take the next letter, which is the O, okay? And let's get rid of the O now. So that one is a vowel. I'll count to 20 for the vowel. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. And I'll say the word God, and you're going to notice that it's not really affecting you too much. And now we'll get rid of the D. Here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Now say the word God, and it really should not resonate with you too much. Okay?
Okay,
all right. It should just be just letters in place of a word that has a meaning to you. So how do you feel, Larry?
I feel pretty good. Like a lot of things have cleared in that area for clearing words and stuff. That is very negative interpretation in a dictionary. That's right. And God maybe had a stigma with me, but I would tell people, why don't you use the light inside of your heart, in your instinct inside the heart, and see how that works for you. But I wouldn't confront them with God because I thought that would turn them off, and they get mad at you sometimes. But I would use it and tell them in a nice way where they could accept it. But I guess the energy has been taken out of God, and that is releasing something from me also. That feels pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. You know, and a person today say, you know, to me, God bless you. And I was going to tell him back some comment. I didn't do it, but I was going to say, boy, I hope not. Are you serious?
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, back to you, Annika. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Larry. I'm laughing here, too, because Chris was commenting and saying, I want to throw up personally. And, you know, when you bring up how does that make us feel, and I've done the natal barcode for this particular word, which I do not use anymore. I usually say dog backwards, and that's how I describe it if I have to explain that I don't believe in a man in the sky type thing, obviously, and I don't always go into that. I actually think that whole concept is very, very bad, but, you know. It was interesting. I was really yawning by the time we got to D, but it might just mean that I have to do it again, huh, Ron?
So, it could be it kind of reattached to you, possibly. Yeah, so this is why.
Yeah, if you have people. I mean, I do expect that I have a lot of people praying for me, unfortunately.
They're going to be bringing you energy in the name of God. So, and those energies can cord you. And it could be, Union Square. Thank you. That's where we were, is Union Square in New York doing these healings. So, yeah, it's quite interesting to see how these things break down. And this is what I tell people. Once you clear words out of you, then you wonder, gee, how come these letters that make up a word have so much power over me? It's only because of the mind control that they're giving you. And so this is kind of what it is. And I think it probably works, I don't know, I haven't checked out any other languages other than English on this here, you know, because the other languages, you know, that people could use to put spells on you, you know, et cetera, are also very powerful, but I don't know what those words would be. So we only use English here. But I'm sure if you were to find that name of God in other languages and you cleared that, if you knew what the letters were and how it was spelled, it would also probably have a a great deal of energy on you too, especially if you had a practitioner doing the prayers, the rituals on you, you know, spells, etc., in the name of God, you know, asking for God to do a favor to you, etc., then, you know, you are connected that way too, maybe in other languages.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's,
yeah.
It gets to be very interesting, but this is why we have a natal chart clearing up, to free yourself from words that, you know, you're connected to. Remember, you know, how important it is. Just, you know, you just pick a group of people in an auditorium, and if somebody in the front on a microphone, you know, mentions your full name, you're the only one there that knows that. And you're going to be like, oh, that's me, you know. You're going to wake up, whatever you're doing, and why are they calling my name? Well, that's because when they say that, you are actually being mind-controlled by your name. And it's resonating to you naturally because it's in every cell of your body. So all of a sudden you stand to attention and go, oh, they must want me for something, okay? And so that's just one simple way of looking at what these words can do. If you took the letters out of one of your names, maybe one letter out of each maybe first, middle, and last name, it would have no meaning to you. But with your name complete as the way it is, then it does, and it's a way of controlling you. So anyway, that's probably enough of that, I guess. Let's get into the paranormal,
yeah.
I guess, on how we're controlled. And, you know, and that's, you know, a very, very obvious thing. So just find
out even though,
Check with you, and you may want to do that natal clearing for those words, you know?
Yeah. I've done them with my other languages and stuff, too, but I have a very religious family, not my own, but the one I married into, and I know that they're even more, they might even pray for us more because we are not religious, you know.
I just wonder if you were to, since you mentioned that, release the word marriage on the natal chart, and that way maybe they can't connect to you being married, because maybe they're using the word marriage to connect to your husband, we'll say.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it has to come in some way, or you know, just an idea. I don't know. I just threw that out spontaneously here.
Yeah, because it would be good to know how we can get even more disconnected from the cords, from people praying for us. Obviously, you know, I know you've cleared several religions that have corded us in different ways, and you've done it over several shows and brought that up and how that's has been really strong for a lot of people. But let's say there's somebody new here now who doesn't really know what we're talking about, and you know, maybe have looked on your website and see that you are doing similar, or you are really doing the same clearings as Jesus did when Jesus was here 2,000 years ago, and maybe they're wondering, so how come you're working with that energy? And maybe we can explain what was that all about, really? What did Jesus really come for?
Jesus only came here to help humanity for ascension, which happens every 2,000 years. And in the process to help people for the ascension process, you must get rid of the genetic cellular memory from your physical body. This is your cell memory of the past, and the only way you can have your spirit come more fully into your body is to eliminate this energy. And this is what he did. You know, it's stated that he, you know, healed people of their sins, which is what he was doing. When he died, we'll say, or left the planet, he actually ascended, but we'll just say when he was not here, every healing that was brought forth up to the time that he lived was done, completed, and that was it. Anything after that, we'll say for 1950 years, none of his healings are active. There's no conduit here on this planet to make those healings come about. So the churches just continued on with it to brainwash people that he's alive and well. You know, going to any church, they'll tell you that completely. So that's kind of what it is. So when he left, the healing stopped, and they're here again now. If you choose to want to partake in getting these energies of mind control, of the patterns off you from your past. And just interesting, as you were talking, Annika, about your relatives, so they're actually preying on you. Anyway, I don't want to bring that up.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are preying on you. Oh, geez. So anyway, that's another way of looking at it. In the name of God.
Yeah. Yes, I do want to welcome callers again. If you have recently come on, please call in with questions. We have a paranormal show today where we bring up more of those issues in particular, but obviously you can just call in for any kind of question. But the call-in numbers are on bbsradio.com on Station 2, which is what we're on today, Friday the 13th. So that is, one of them is 415-287-0074, and the another one that I can mention is 530-413-4511. And the other ones are similar. They end in 15 and one end in 20. So, and then we also have our Q&A show tonight. Just wanted to mention that again in case you didn't hear that from the beginning. So, Cool was asking if we could have energy of the 3M or peace energy.
Okay, we'll bring them in one at a time. So these are energies, and these spirits are on the light ship. They're from the light ship. So on here they have different names. One of their names would be Archangel Michael. So we'll bring that energy in. It's just a spirit that is on the light ship, a light being, and down here that energy is known as Archangel Michael. So this is the first M, so here it comes. Bring up the light being on your monitor screen. Just scroll down a little bit on the scroll bar. And here we go. I'll energize the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll bring in the second M energy, which is Melchizedek. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the next one is Metatron. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And these energies are also used by the darkness, the light of the darkness, and they do come in. People do use them all the time for healings. Only way to connect to the real energy is to go to your heart center. If it comes in through your mind, it's darkness. Remember, that's time. Time is darkness. Time is mind. Time is alien. Your heart is source energy only out of time. So we're going to energize these fully together. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And on our website, we have many of these energies that you can use to do healings with. And some of the energies might be a little controversial for some people because they may have a negative connotation right now. So it doesn't mean that the energy that you see there is from darkness. The true spirit energy comes in. But what could be here could be a being that maybe had the energy once and people recognize it, and it could be here for a long time, and it may not be the same exact energy, but it could look that way to a lot of people. So when you do healings on the website and you bring in an energy, it will be the true source energy of this. It's not what could be left over after maybe hundreds or thousands of years from something else, because the energy may have changed completely. So this is the way the healings work. So you're bringing in the true spirit energy from the light ship. So I guess see if Annika's out here. Are you out there, Annika? Okay, so Do we lose BBS here? Let me see if BBS will come on here. So maybe somebody could type in the fast chat here. What I'll do is bring in some peace energy and let us know if we're still on the air here. So, stronger. Here comes peace energy. Stronger, 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 and more peace energy. Stronger, 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 stronger. Well, that's feeling good. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So, let's bring in an energy. We'll bring in the energy of Jesus here, and we'll bring in the energy of him, and I bring in different ages from him. So let's bring in the energy of Jesus from the age of 7. Remember, each one of these will be a different energy. So here he comes. And this will be one of the light beams that probably was in his body. In fact, I'll bring in the energy of Jesus without the light beam energies in him that was used down here for different types of healings. That's what I was doing with his healings, the different types of living life experiences. One of those is Princess Diana. So we're going to bring in just his energy of his body temple. So here it comes, age 7. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And I will bring in the energy of Jesus' body at the age of 21. So kind of feel how 7 feels. And here we go, age 21. This is his body temple. So again, stronger, 21. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we'll do the age of 30. Here we go. So each one may be a little different to you. Age 30. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. What a great experience. That was wonderful. And then we'll do some other energies, but I'll turn it back over to you, Annika, as the people kind of experience these here. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I'm back on again. And, I kind of lost some of what you were doing there because I got disconnected. But let's see here. Everybody could hear you. And I don't see anything else on the fast chat. So I know you did Melchizedek. That's kind of where I left off. But anyway, I did hear Jesus at the age of 21. That's sort of where I got back in. So
so let's do Princess Diana's energy.
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you. I heard
okay, so we'll do that, and we'll get the caller to come on. So here we go.
Okay.
This is Princess Diana's spirit energy. We know her as Princess Diana down here. But in Jesus' time, she was known as Jesus, as she was in the body of Jesus at that particular time. Remember, the energy of whatever light being comes into a body, that's who they are, because they have to have that identity. So here we go. So this is the energy of Jesus with Princess Diana. So this is a compassion energy. So here we go. Coming in. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, there we go. So you may enjoy that here. It's very heartfelt. And we're doing a clearing on the website coming up here. This kind of goes to the star clearings here. And how many out there have heard, you know, the old song, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, okay? How I wonder, you know, where you are. And or what you are. So that's something that is very interesting. You might want to check out those words to the song. And I think it was written around the 1800s, okay? And there's some nice phrases in there that you might want to relate to. And naturally it's stated and said a lot through everybody. So let's bring in another energy of Jesus. We'll bring in the energy of the communicator. So here we go. Stronger, then we'll get the caller. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So I think we have a caller on. So who is out there? Somebody still out there on the line?
Hello?
Heard a beep.
Oh, yeah, I hear
Hello.
Somebody.
Tina?
Now we hear you better.
Okay. All right. It's Tina from Hawaii, but in New York.
Hi, Tina.
Hi. So my question is there a difference between the law of attraction and the concept of like attracts like?
Okay. So the law of attraction is basically what your chart is on your billboard, okay, for the billboard clearing. So the law of attraction is, in a sense, your karma, so to speak. It's how your thoughts control your reality. And so naturally, if you think a negative thought, you can be bringing a negative thought to you. It's possible you might be bringing a positive thought also to balance out the negative. It depends how the energy is positioned. So, typically, does like attract like? I would say yes, it does. This is why you see people in the same situation in their life as other people around them, because they all kind of gravitate to a certain theme. So, yes, like does attract like. When you use the mind energy, you do bring in the energies to you of a situation that you're maybe not consciously aware of on your billboard, but... As you do that, you are changing a reality according to your thoughts. So that's the way the darkness works. The darkness works with that through mind manipulation. But the light is much different. The light does not do anything working that way. It just brings in love energy. It doesn't have judgment. So all mind energies of the law of attraction is the energies of mind. And the mind does work that way because you're in time. So naturally, if you put on your billboard, or which is what you're really doing, another way of saying it, you're using an affirmation to bring something into your life. Remember, it takes a while for that to work, because it has to work on the time-based reality. And then you have to figure out what's blocking you to not getting, we'll say, what your good is, okay? And then people use the term, you know, divine right order. I'm not getting it because, you know, it's in God's time. Well, yeah, it is in God's time. It's in the alien time. And that's kind of how everything works. The law of attraction is real. This is what we deal with, is the negativity of the darkness. And that darkness energy is how we are controlled. And normally that energy is only there to hurt people, because the law of attraction doesn't care for anything that's typically good for anybody. If you look at the law of attraction of the stock market, what happens there? There's people getting rich and people losing money. That's the law of attraction. So what are you attracting? Are you attracting lack or you're attracting maybe more money or prosperity. But looking at the whole system, there's a winner and there's a loser. This is the way the darkness works. And that's kind of the way it is. So in the light, there's no such thing. But on our billboard clearing, you're able to go into the darkness energy of the law of attraction, and you can change your billboard. Very, very important to get rid of what you know your problem is. If you don't know what it is, ask your friends. They'll be happy to tell you what they think of you. And what they think of you is what you're dealing with. And you want to change that. If you don't know what it is, then how do you change? You have to know a change. You have to know what the difference is from one extreme to the other. And this is how the billboard clearing works. You're able to change, your life that way. So I hope that kind of clarified that. The billboard clearing is on the website, and it's a monthly clearing, so you're able to do that quite nicely. And I've had people saying they have wonderful results on it. So this is a way you can go into the darkness energy without getting stuck by it or having it stick on you like slime, and you can just change your billboard. Because you're imprinting into it, you're releasing the old, where you live in your life, and you're putting in what you want to have changed. And there's three clearings on that, or three ways you can input. One is what you're thinking about something, you know, what you know about. The next one is, and that's your own mind projecting this, okay? So this could be your karma. And the next one is, what are other people writing on your billboard, okay? They can get in there, too, and write on it to cause you problems. And then the last one is, number three, is the aliens. What are they writing on your billboard, okay? And so all these things are mind-controlling programs that you would like to get out of. And the only way to change your life is to change your billboard. I won't say the only way, but one way you can have better results in your life is to do that. So I don't know if we have a caller on or not. Are you still there, Tina?
Yeah, I am. Well, how do you know when you're done changing or when it's shifted enough?
Oh, yeah, that's up to you. Remember, in the light, everything is perfect. And so it depends how much of a change you want to have. But the light doesn't judge, so if you have a little change, that's fine. If you want a big change, that's good, too. If everybody was heart-centered on this planet and you wrote on your billboard that you want something, it would happen instantly for you because it would not be in time. So you have to work through the time energies, and that's the mind matrix. And the mind matrix is what's keeping people in bondage here too. That all works with the mind energy. So if you feel somebody you can't get out of your own way, that's because the mind matrix is keeping you in a holding pattern. So did I answer your question good enough?
Yeah. I think that was great. Thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome.
All right, talk to you later.
Okay, so.
Thank you.
Anyone else out there?
Hello, is there anyone else calling in? Speak to Ron.
Okay, so back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, we kind of were talking a little bit on the fast set. I don't really see any other questions, but I did see people talk more about the different things you can clear on the natal barcode clearing, which is online. All these clearings are online. I can mention if there's anyone who doesn't know what we're talking about, but it's on creationlightchip.com. And you basically take it away by doing these clearings, so you get rid of all the densities and all the judgments that we have been holding on to for usually way too long and not always coming to us from ourselves either. So no use in having that. So anyway, I saw some different suggestions, and now I can't seem to get it up, but here on my fast chat, but a lot of different words like blood, DNA, hereditary, obviously married and marriage and that sort of thing. Somebody, Stephanie, was mentioning W is used a lot. that is all on the NATO barcode clearing, which is, if you are on the website, it's on the left-hand side, and the website has so much information, so many different clearings, and so much on what Creation Lightship is here to do. Also, a lot of free clearings, bringing in divine energies through videos that's on there, songs, and suggestions for movies and that sort of thing. So many of you, if you don't feel like calling into the show, do come on our Q&A, which is right after this. It's the number to call in is 646-519-5800. We have, and you also have the code to put in then, or the extension is 9009, and that's the PIN for that. So we hope to get you, hope to hear more from you on there and connect more with you right after this show. And also, Marie R. is talking a little bit more about the web clearing that you just have up and the oxygen clearing. So could you explain more about the web clearing and the oxygen clearing is what she's asking, Ron.
Sure, yeah, the web clearing, and in fact, that clearing, if you wish to get on the 28-hour healing intensives that we're having starting tomorrow, and you can do it absentee also, you don't have to be on all the calls, you do get this free clearing, which is $100 normally, so it'll last or work for you for 1 month. But the web clearing is a web cult clearing. So what it's like is feel all around you, okay, like spider webs. And these spider webs are about maybe an inch from your body. So remember, the slime clearing is the clearing that the stuff is stuck to your body, okay, kind of like being like urethane, okay, it goes into everything. And this other clearing has like this... And the slime one is active alien energies that are living. Okay, now the other one is also active alien energies, but there's many layers of it. So what happens is you have one layer and another layer and another layer, and we have up to 20 layers on there to clear. And I think most of what we have about a dozen layers. So you get these things off of you, and you feel much better. And also on that, you have a clearing that is for oxygen. And you can get different colors of oxygen that you're breathing. Quite wonderful. After you experience all of them, so you know what they're like, then you can go to the next section and start blending them. So that's a lot of fun. Many, many combinations there of blending. And you can blend up to three colors at one time. So that's kind of neat to do that. So I would enjoy, I enjoy doing that here. And also, let's say Judy's saying to take showers, it helps. Yeah, so maybe after you do clearings of any type, it's good to take a shower. That gets rid of your energy out of your auric field and can help cleanse you. So I think we got a beep there. So somebody else online here?
Hello out there. So we had somebody actually. I heard a beep. Are you out
can
there,
you
caller?
Me?
Yeah, now we hear you.
Okay.
Welcome.
This is Ren in Washington State.
Hi,
I was
Ren.
Wondering if we could do a teeth and gum healing, and I was wondering if Ron's ever thought of creating a special healing for the teeth for the website, or if that's already covered with some of the other clearings like body rejuvenation.
Okay. So do you have a glass of water handy?
Yes.
Good. Okay. We're going to bring in, we did this on the conference call tonight, and I also do these, the same type of clearing on the intensive. So, everybody, run out real quick, get a glass of water, and hold it in your hands, and we're going to bring in the silver dollar fish. And these fish are going to help you to bring silver into your water. It may taste different, and you can use it for mouthwash if you wish. You can gargle with it, and you can also drink it. So, it depends on you how you want to use it. If you're going to use it for mouthwash, then I would not advise drinking it. It's how you want to use it, okay? So use the whole thing for a mouthwash. and or gargling. If you want to use it just strictly for drinking, that's fine. So it sounds like Ren wants something for her teeth. So I would probably recommend maybe just to put it into her mouth and then spit it out. So here we go. Take the glass of water, hold it between your hands, and you want to have your head below the water level. Here comes a silver dollar fish. I'll use the word stronger to invoke the energy. So you might feel your hands tingle, buzz. So stronger, 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 stronger. That's feeling good. Stronger, 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 stronger. Might even feel the saliva in your mouth changing now, because it will affect your whole body. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Take your water and do what you want to do with it right now. And let me know how you feel, Ren. It might take you a minute if you're going to spit it out here, so.
Okay.
Let me know how your mouth feels. You can take a minute, so no problem.
Mm-hmm. My water here feels just very silky or something.
Oh, yeah, the water feels really smooth, and I felt really like I was getting energized as you were charging it.
Yep, that's what it does. So on the new clearing, we do have different colors of oxygen there, which you can charge up. It won't be water, but it will be the oxygen, and you'll feel pretty similar, too, I think. So that clearing's up. If you're going to be on the call, it's free to you, Ren, for a month.
Oh. All right, yeah.
I'll bring in...
I'm not sure if I can make it this month, but...
Okay, what I'll do is bring in the gold energy, gold oxygen. A little bit of time left here on the show. So here it comes, so maybe a minute or two. So stronger, stronger, take a deep breath, inhale, exhale. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. There you go. So thank you, Ren, for calling. And we have our conference call starting tomorrow, 4 o'clock Pacific. I mean, 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern. And our marathon healings here, healing intensives. And right now we're going to be doing our Q&A, so it's 646-519-5800, PIN number 9009, and I'll be on probably within about 10 minutes here. So do call in, and I'll be joining you shortly. Just need to get some water and stuff for the call. The call lasts for maybe at the most an hour and a half, and if you are new to the Creation Light Shift and have questions, please, by all means, ask your questions first. Don't be afraid. Nothing is too simple, and it helps everybody. So we shall see you later, everybody. Tomorrow night is Saturday, which is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. We'll be going there for healing. Normally, it's about 15 minutes in length, so I'll see you then. And we'll be on Station 1 tomorrow. So blessings. Thank you, Annika. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye.
BBSRadio.com